Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyu. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah. Tonight, I bring you greetings from our senior pastor, who would have loved to be here, but he's caught up with some other things, and he asked that I step in and bring the word of God to all of you. But even though he's not here physically with us, I believe that spiritually he's here and he's helping and blessing us as well. Hallelujah. It's a teaching service. Usually the midweek services are teaching service. And tonight I want to share a sermon with you with the title, What Are You Devoted To? What are you devoted to? Turn to your neighbor and ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, good evening. How are you? I want to ask you a question, and I deserve an answer. Please, what are you devoted to? What is your neighbor saying? Your neighbor is not minding you. He's minding you. She's just smiling. Tell your neighbor that I don't want a smile as an answer. I'm asking you a very important question tonight. That what are you devoted to? I really want to know. Hallelujah. Take up my cross. Daily follow you. I'm not ashamed to shout.
My love for you, my Lord.
Oh,
straight from my heart.
I worship you.
You are the reason for life.
Let's take it again. Take up my cross, daily follow you.
Take up my cross.
Daily follow you. I'm not ashamed to shout. My love for you,
my Lord.
Straight from my heart.
Straight from my heart.
I worship you.
You are the reason for love.
We want to take it again. Take up my cross. Daily follow you.
Take up my cross, daily follow you.
I'm not ashamed to shout my love for you,
my Lord.
Straight from my heart, I worship you. Oh, Jesus. To you, oh Lord,
I lose my life to follow you.
The life that I live is not I that live. For me to live is Christ, simply devoted to you, oh God. I live is not my own.
Life that I live is not I that live.
For me to live is Christ. Oh, simply devoted to you. Let it be a prayer for somebody tonight. If you are watching us online, let it be a prayer. If you are here at the Restoration Center, let it be a prayer.
The light that I live is not I that live. For me to live is Christ.
There is a part that says, that light that I live, that light that I live. Help me sing it.
The light that I live is not my own. For me to live is Christ.
You want to make that confession tonight? The light that I live is not my own.
The light that I live, the light that I live is not my own. For me to live is Christ.
You want to say it, you want to confess it, you want to sing it once again. The life that I live.
The life that I live, the life that I live is not my own. For me to live is Christ.
Simply devoted to you, O God.
Me to live
for the last time, simply devoted to you, O God. Sing it to the Lord. I am devoted to you. I am devoted to you, O God. I lose my life to follow you. And tonight we confess that the life that we live is not we that are to live.
It's not I that live. For me to live is Christ.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. So, as I said, I'm sharing a message with you, and the title of it is, What Are You Devoted To? And to be devoted means to be loyal. So as I ask your neighbor, as I asked you to ask your neighbor, what is it devoted to? You are just asking your neighbor, what is it loyal to? To be devoted means to be dedicated. And when we are asking, what are we devoted to? We are indirectly asking, what are we dedicated to? To be devoted means to be committed to a person, to a cause, or to a purpose. And tonight, as we are asking a rhetorical question, even as I preach the message, what are you devoted to? It means that, what are you committed to? Are you getting it? What it means to be devoted? It means that to be loyal. It means to be dedicated. It means to be committed to a person, a cause, or a purpose. Now, when you take the body of Christ, or whenever you go to any church, there are all kinds of people. You see different types of people in a church. But I would say that the church can be divided into two major categories. And one of them is people who are, if you like, devoted to the things of God. They are very committed. They are very loyal. They are very dedicated to the things of God. And we also have another group of people who are not so loyal, who are not so dedicated, who are not so committed to the things of God. But tonight, I pray that even as we are serving the Lord, as we are striving to do our best and to give our best for Him, I pray that we'll be the type of Christians who will always be committed to the Lord and who will always be devoted to the Lord. Hallelujah. And when we hear the word devotion, we often think about passion. We often think about loyalty or something that consumes our time and our attention whenever we hear the word devotion. The truth is, every one of us is devoted to something. That is the truth of the matter. That all of us seated here tonight at the Restoration Center, we are devoted to something. And those of us watching online, or those of us who watch this video later on, we are devoted to something in this life. There's nobody in this life who is not devoted to something. As I'm standing here tonight, by the grace of God, before you to preach to you, I am devoted to something. And you too, as you are seated tonight watching me preaching, you are also devoted to something. Some people are devoted to their jobs, isn't it? It means that they wake up early in the morning. Early in the morning. Some people wake up as early as 4 a.m. to prepare for job. Some even 3 a.m. to prepare for job. You know? Because if you are on this road, if you don't wake up early, because of traffic, you may get to work very late. So you have to wake up very early. And I'm sure those of you who work in town, you can, you know, relate with what I'm saying. Officer, you wake up very early so that you can go to work. And they stay late. Some people stay late. When they go to work, they stay late. They have to do a lot of things, you know, in the office. They have to be able to solve problems. And they give their best energy to the work. So these people are people who are very devoted to their work. And tonight, I want to tell us that as we strive to serve the Lord, whatever you find doing, do it well. Even at your work site, it's not bad to be devoted to your work. Don't just be a Christian who will go to work anytime. When you go to work, you don't give your best, you don't do anything, and you are just there. If you don't take time, they will sack you from work. And I don't want you to be sacked. So it's not a bad thing if you wake up early to go to work. It's not a bad thing if you have to stay late in the office to get certain problems solved. It's not a bad thing if you approach your work with a certain sense of responsibility. It shows that you have a certain devotion. Hallelujah. So some people are very devoted to their jobs. They are very, very devoted to their jobs. If they have shop, they open the shop from Monday to Saturday. Yes. Even Sunday after church, they will come and open the shop. Isn't it? Yes. Because if you don't do it, you won't eat. Yes. If you don't open the shop, you won't get money. A certain devotion is there. There are some people, others are also devoted to, if you like, soccer, football, sports. Some are very devoted to them. And they know every score. They know every player. Tonight, Seriam is not here. Like, he will give us the first 11 of Barcelona. He will tell you everything. Seriam can tell you when Barca had their first Champions League. Seriam can tell you the next Barcelona games. Seriam can tell you the first 11 of the best club in the world, FC Barcelona. Seriam can tell you all those. Because he's someone that is very devoted to football. I mean, one day I saw Seriam and he was listening to something. So I was curious to find out what is he following on his phone. And I was amazed to see Seriam following Ghana football with a certain strength. And I was like, oh, Charlie, you are a very loyal football fan. Oh, because some of us, we don't follow Ghana football. It's not a nice thing. Even though we like football, please, Ghana Football Association, forgive us. Forgive us.
I'm not someone who will sit down and watch maybe House of Oak or whatever, or BBNI FC or whatever. But I love football. But Seriam can watch all kinds of things. He can even watch when female are playing football. And he's someone very devoted. And he loves soccer. I'm not sure there is a day that Seriam will wake up without, you know, following soccer. I'm not sure. So this is somebody who loves soccer. As we are here tonight, if I should give the microphone to, let's say, Elsie, to tell me the first 11 of Barcelona, or Real Madrid, or Chelsea, or Manchester United, or Arsenal. Elsie may be watching into my face and say, Pastor James, what are you saying? Because I'm not sure she's someone who is very devoted to football. I'm not sure she's someone who loves football. But there are people who love football. I love football. And God has blessed me with a wife who also loves football. So we sit at home and we debate about football. And amazingly, I'm a Barcelona fan and she's my opposite, Real Madrid. So the fight is always there. And it's a nice thing. Do you understand? So we are also devoted to certain things in life. Are you getting the message? Yeah, there are people who never miss a match. They will always go to the sports stadium. And others will be watching them and say that, so these people, isn't that they don't have anything doing? How can you leave your house and you are going to sit at maybe Accra Sports Stadium? How do you call it? Is it Baba Yara? Is that what it's called, Baba Yara? It's Accra Sports Stadium, Baba Yara. Baba Yara is which one? Kumasi. Kumasi is Baba Yara. And Accra is which one? What? Ohinijan. Ohinijan. Hey, Charlie. Ohinijan. You go to Ohinijan stadium and go and watch football. But there are others who will not do so. Do you understand? We have some people who are very devoted to their relationship. Very devoted, very committed. Very devoted. They will call, they will follow up, they will do all kinds of things. They have a certain devotion so far as relationships are concerned. We have people who are very devoted to hobbies. People are devoted to playing of table tennis. Someone's hobby is swimming. I know someone who is very devoted to swimming. Every day he wants to go and swim. But I can't remember the last time that I went to swim. There are people who are, you know, devoted to playing table tennis. And they love it. Some are devoted to going to the gym. They will go and carry all kinds of things to have muscles and all that. And it's one grace that I'm praying to God to bless me with, that I will be going to the gym so that I will go and carry things. And when you see me, you know that Charlie Bema is coming. How do you say it in Tree? Bema ba. Is that how they say? Bema nie. Yes. Imagine that one day you see me in church and I have all kinds of chairs and yes. When you see me, you say, then my voice will change. I will start talking in bass. I say, hallelujah. Say, yeah, praise the Lord. Say, hallelujah. Yes. So some are devoted to certain hobbies. Some people are devoted to money. Like some, very devoted. They do all kinds of things to be able to get money. Some are devoted to the media. Very devoted. Very devoted. They like to be on Facebook. They like to be on TikTok. They love to be on Instagram. They love to be on Twitter. They love to be on this one. The one that they are all, they do music, a lot of things on it. TikTok, thank you, my brother. You see, they are pretending as though they don't know. I have a friend seated here watching me. She said, all the time she's on TikTok. Whenever I see her, I'll be like, hey, Charlie, you will not be on TikTok. Then she'll start laughing. Very devoted to TikTok. It's like she can't wake up a day without TikToking. Then I asked her, what at all have you been watching on TikTok? She said, I watch people, they dance and they make me laugh. Then I was telling her that try and create content so that you can also make money out of it. Because those people that we are watching, they are making money out of it, isn't it? People are making money out of TikTok. So ladies and gentlemen, what I'm explaining for us tonight is that the truth of the matter is that none of us here
can say that we are not devoted to something. All of us seated here, we are devoted to something in this life. But the question today is not whether you are devoted or not. That is not the question I want to ask. But the real question is, what are you devoted to? That is what I want you to get. I'm not asking either you are devoted to something or not, because the truth of the matter is that we are all devoted to something. But the real question that I want to ask tonight is, what are you devoted to? What are you devoted to? Because devotion always reveals the direction of our hearts. Look at Matthew chapter 6 verse 21. Jesus says something in Matthew chapter 6 verse 21. He says that, for where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So, devotion always reveals the direction of our hearts. And your treasure is something that you regard in a very high esteem. Your treasure is something that is very precious to you. And Bible says, wherever something precious to you is, there your heart will be. So indirectly, that's what the scripture is telling us. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Whatever you are most devoted to, become your treasure. Hallelujah. Whatever you are most devoted to becomes your treasure. So if in this life you are most devoted to football, it means that football is your treasure. If in this life you are most devoted to your work, it means that your work is your treasure. If in this life you are most devoted to your husband or your wife, it means that they are your treasure. If this life you are most devoted to your work, it means that your work is your treasure. And the Bible says that, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be. So whatever you are most devoted to becomes your treasure. It shapes your priority. It consumes your time. And even influence your destiny. Hallelujah. And God is not against us working, as I said earlier on. God is not against us when we are devoted to our works. God is not against us when we are enjoying life. No, it's very important that you enjoy life. And I want to live life to I don't like life that is miserable. I always want to enjoy. The little that I have, I want to enjoy. So the people closer to me, they know that my other name is enjoyment. Yes, you have to enjoy. Don't tell me. You have to eat good. If you have something to wear, wear it. I don't know how to hide clothes. Like, when you give me clothes, you say, put it down. Wear it sometime. I don't know that. When you give me, I wear it today. Yes. Some people can keep things. I want to enjoy the moment. So it's not bad for you to enjoy. Or having passion. Or being devoted to something. But God wants us to... God wants that He will be the first that we are devoted to. Are you getting the message tonight? Hello? I said God is not against us when we are devoted to our husbands, our work, our children, our football or whatever. But God wants to be the first that we are devoted to. He desires that everything else flow out of devotion to Him. Hallelujah. So today, I want us to examine our heart and ask ourselves sincerely, what am I truly devoted to? And God is not against whatever you are devoted to. He's not against it. But you see, God must be placed first before other things. In economics, they will teach you what we call a scale of preference. And when they were teaching me a scale of preference, My teacher said that when you are drawing a scale of preference, you bring the most important need on top of the list. So if you have 20 Ghana cedis, you want to go to the market and buy foodstuff. And you know that your money is very limited.
20 Ghana cedis cannot help you to buy a lot of things, isn't it? You are limited. So you look at your things at home. 20 cedis, it won't do anything. Yes, so you are limited. Okay, let me do it 50. Trula want to beat me. Let me do it 50. 50. So when you look at 50, then Chale, you feel like today you want to eat some fufu and fufu and pepper. Or benku and pepper. Okay, benku and pepper. At least 50 cedis can sort it out. But you know that you are very limited. And as you are about to leave home, you check what you have. So as you check, God being so good, you have a bro mole and you have banchi mole. Then you did a sign of the cross. Father, thank you. Thank you for a bro mole and thank you for banchi mole. That is the a bro mole, in case you don't understand tree, the a bro mole is corn dough, isn't it? Yes. And the banchi mole is cassava dough. Put your hands together for your teacher. So you have a bro mole and banchi mole, but you realize that you don't have pepper. You don't have pepper at home at all. Okay? So when you are drawing the scale of preference, even though you have a bro mole and banchi mole and you don't have pepper, the first thing should be on the scale of preference should not be a bro mole, because you already have a bro mole or banchi mole. The first thing that will be on your scale of preference must be what? Pepper. Tell you guys are good econ students. Put your hands together for yourself. So that is basically a scale of preference. Then when you check, you know that, oh, you don't have fish. Then you put fish. There is no way you should put banchi mole before the fish or pepper, because you don't have those things and you are limited. So God is not against us when we are devoted to certain things. But God wants to be the first on the scale of preference. So that when you want to, you know, direct your devotion to something, it should be God first. So God first, before my work, before my football activities, before my hobbies, before my business, before my marriage, before my children. Not my children first, not my husband first, not my work first, before God. No, that is what God doesn't want. And tonight, as a church, we have to always try as much as possible to be devoted to God. That on our scale of preference, God will be the first person. Hallelujah. And tonight, I want to share certain truth with you as you are devoted to God. The first thing that I want us to understand is that everyone is devoted to something. That is, I said it earlier. Everyone is devoted to something. So we read Matthew chapter 6 verse 21. And Bible says that, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Devotion is not optional. We are all devoted to something. And I've explained that to you. Isn't it? Number two. God calls us to be devoted to Him above all else. God calls us to be devoted to Him above all else. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5. Bible says that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. So in this verse of scripture, God is calling you and I to be devoted to Him above all else. God does not want, you know, a part of us. He wants our full devotion. He wants our full commitment. He wants our full, you know, strength to be given to Him. And anything less is a misplaced priority. Are you here tonight? So God is not calling you to be devoted to anything else. He's calling you to be devoted to Him above all things. And the scripture says that you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And the part of our body that is mentioned here, the heart. You see, the heart is a very important place of your body. If your heart ceases to beat, it means that your life is gone. So, in other words, the scripture is explaining to us that our devotion to God must be a top notch. And it's something that you must not joke with. Number three. What is your number one there? Everyone is devoted to something. Good. Number two, God calls us to be devoted to Him above all else. Isn't it? So God calls us to be devoted to Him above our wives, our husband, our children, our fufu. You see, don't be devoted to your food than God. Some people, when they see food, they don't think again. Sorry. Like, food. No. God should be the priority. Number three. Devotion is demonstrated through consistent fellowship with God. So when we are saying that, what are you devoted to? And we are establishing the fact that our devotion must be to God. Let us also understand that devotion is demonstrated through consistent fellowship with God. You cannot say that you are devoted to God and you don't have a certain consistent fellowship with Him. Amen. Consistent fellowship. Look at Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. This is talking about the early church. And Bible gave a very wonderful description about the early church. And the scripture says that they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And I want you to take notice of the, you know, first part of the scripture, which says that they continue steadfastly. Steadfastly. True devotion is seen in prayer. So you must understand that your devotion, the way you demonstrate your devotion to God, is to constantly fellowship with Him. Constantly, you must fellowship with God. Don't fellowship with God only on Sunday when you come to church. Don't fellowship with God only on Wednesdays when we come for assembly meetings. But your personal devotion to God demonstrates that you are committed to Him and His things. And the Bible says that they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayer. So true devotion is seen in prayer. How is your personal prayer life? If you say you are devoted to God, I'm asking a rhetorical question. How is your personal prayer life? Personally, do you pray? Or you wait until we are coming to pray as a group? There are some people who say, oh, media, I can't pray. I need a group to be clapping to pray. Please. No. Those things are good. But there is a place in your life as a child of God to be able to pray on your own. So you are there in your own room or wherever you are. Then you start praying. God. You pray. You talk to God. You don't wait that the only time that you come to pray is when we have a prayer rendezvous. Hallelujah. You study the word. Study the word. Read your Bible. Study the word of God. It shows that you are devoted to God. It demonstrates a certain devotion to God and His things. You fellowship. 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 When you come to church, you should fellowship. It demonstrates your commitment and your devotion to God. Make new friends. Make new friends. I was talking to somebody in church who has been in church for some time. And I said, who is your friend? He said, oh, me, I don't have any friend. So what does it mean? So people, like, she wants to say people are not coming, people are not friends. I said, sure. You should go and make friends. It's part of your commitment. How can you be in a church setting for a very long time? You don't have any friend. You don't even know your pastor's name. You are just around. Fellowship. So that's like when we are in church and, you know, at the latter part of the service, you hear pastor saying that, make a new friend, talk to somebody. It's part of your devotion to God. Don't take it for granted. Who knows? Maybe the new friend that you are making is your, it will be your new boss at work. Maybe that's a person that is coming to give you a nice job or a nice contract. Or sometimes, just in case, maybe that is a wife for you, but you don't know. Yeah, sometimes. Hello, hi, hello, Charlie. Before you see, we are blessing your marriage here. Yes, so don't take those things for granted. Do you understand? Yes. So, the number 3 point is that devotion is demonstrated through consistent fellowship with God. And we say, how do we fellowship with God? You have to read your Bible. You have to pray. You have to study the word. Number 4. Devotion is tested in times of sacrifice and trials. Devotion is tested in times of sacrifice and trial. So if you want to know if somebody is really devoted to you, or if you want to know what someone is really devoted to, wait for times of trials and trouble for you to really know how people are devoted. There are people who can come around you and say, I'll be with you forever. I'm there. But maybe because things are nice, that is why they are around. Someone said one day that if you want to see your real friends become poor, you will see them. Because maybe because you are rich, no, that's why they are around you and say, oh, Bosu, how far? Oh, Bosu, we are around. Bosu, anything for the boys. But sometimes in trials, that is where you really know your true friends and really know what you are devoted to. So maybe the way you are serving God is so nice. You don't have any difficulties. Things are working for you. Maybe that is why you are serving God. But will you serve God? Will you still come for times of impartation? Will you still come for times of restoration when things are not working? Will you still come for times of impartation when you don't have a job? Will you still come for times of impartation when you don't have money to come to church? Will you still come for times of impartation when you don't have new clothes to wear? There are people who come to church because they have new clothes to wear. I want to demonstrate it to see. If you don't have new clothes, tell it, today I don't have clothes, I'm going to go to church. Hey, what is your devotion? There are people who you know, come to church because there's money in their pockets. Somebody will say that, I won't come to church because I don't have offering. Oh, God knows your heart. Look at what Bible says in Job chapter 13 verse 15. Job 13 verse 15. You know, Job is a very wonderful guy. I tell you, Job. Hey. Job 13, 15. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Hallelujah. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. In other words, even God, things in my life didn't work in a certain way, I will still trust God. Amen. Things are not working, I'll still trust God. So I'm saying that devotion is tested in times of sacrifice and trials. When you have to sacrifice your work, when you have to sacrifice certain things that you love to come to church, will you do it? Yes. There are times when you have to sacrifice your football. There's a match, but you have to go to church. Do you know that people choose
football match over church. Or you don't know anyone like that?
There are people like that.
Times of trials and difficult times. Will you still serve God? Will you still serve God? Hello? I'm asking you, will you still serve God? When your help has failed you, things are not working, will you still serve God? When God didn't answer that prayer for many years, you pray to God, you ask God, and the breakthroughs are not coming. It's as though others have been blessed, but you are not blessed. Will you still serve God? Or you only serve God when you have a visa to go to Abrochi? Or you only serve God when you have food in your fridge? You know clearly that, Charlie, after you go to church and come back home, you have something to eat. That is why you go to church. But when you look into your fridge, you say, Charlie, no food, I won't go to church. Will you serve God if you don't have money? Will you serve God if you have to sit in a very long traffic and come to church? Will you still serve God? Or you want it so easy? Sometimes we want it so easy and we think that we are devoted. But you see, Job says that though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He says that, but I will maintain my own ways before him. Ladies and gentlemen, if we are really devoted to God and the things of God, either raining or shine, either we are happy or we are not, either in pain, either in difficulties, we have to serve God. Don't put your problems before your commitment to God. We don't see in church this day because when we ask you, you say we are going through a lot. In this life, everybody is going through something. You are not the only one going through a lot. Who is here who is not going through something? Let me come to you so that you pray for me. You're not the only one who is going through a lot. A friend of mine told me, he says that in this life, it's either you are going through a lot, you are preparing to go through a lot, or you just came back from going through a lot. It's either you are going through a lot, or you just came back, like you just came back, and you are preparing to go through a lot. So don't be like, I'm going through a lot. When we ask you, won't you come to church? Oh, I'm going through a lot. You don't know. Please, we are all going through a lot. But we put those things aside and we serve God. Because Job says that, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. There's a song ringing in my spirit. I don't know how to sing it. It's a tree song. Sing it for me, help me. Oh Jesus.
Maminye Sania Titifono, yeah. Maminina Sania, what you know?
Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Sing it again, sing it again, sing it again.
Mommy, Saniati, Tifono,
yeah. Oh.
Can you make it a prayer tonight that you will stand, you will be like the old who serve God with a certain strength and a certain zeal and a certain capacity?
Sing it again, sing it again, sister. Sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it.
Online, make it a prayer tonight. You want to be like those who serve God in the old times. Either things are working or they are not working, who serve God.
Oh, Nino Kosadene, Nino Kobada Badi Hadabaya. Oh, Jesus. Sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it.
Amitina. Yata sata ya manini ba ya ba 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 ba.
What was the meaning of it? Understand it in my spirit, but explain it to me. He says what? Let me be like what? The people of old. And what did they do? He said, what? Ma meyede. Ma mintina senia. Omotina. Look at Job. He stood. He said, though he slay me, I'll still serve him.
David stood. He said, yet though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. They stood. I said, they stood. They stood. They stood. They stood. They stood in difficult times, in times of perplexity, in times where they don't know the days ahead, in times where they don't know what is ahead of them, in times where they don't know what they will eat tomorrow, in times where they don't know what they will wear tomorrow, they stood, they served God. Their devotion was to God. We will not serve him because we are satisfied. We will not serve him because we are happy. We will not serve him because everything is working for us. We will not serve him because our marriage is working. We will not serve him because we have a child. We will not serve him because we have a husband. We will not serve him because we have a wife. We will not serve him because we have a job to do. We will not serve him because we have food to eat. We will not serve him because we have clothes to wear. We will serve him because our devotion is to him. We will serve him because he's the one who came to die for us. We will serve him because he gave his son to us. We will serve him irrespective of what we do. I mean, yeah. Oh, Jesus. I feel the power of God here tonight. I feel the power of God here tonight. If only you can get the message. If only you can get the message. People of God, we have to serve God. We have to be devoted to him no matter what. The people of old serve God irrespective of what happened to them. I had people who walked for many distance. They didn't have to sit in a car, but that didn't prevent their devotions to God. It didn't prevent their devotions to God. It can't be that I stay in Abe so I cannot come for a times of impartation. I stay in Afenya so I cannot come for times of impartation. I have people who are at the tree house. I tell them, let's come to church in the evening. They say it's too far. But you know, the gospel is not too far. Jesus came all the way from heaven. He came to save us. Look at the missionaries of old. The missionaries of old, they left their comfort zones, they left their wives, they left their husbands. Some of them, as they were coming with their caskets because they knew that they are coming to die. The gospel that you and I have today, people have to sacrifice, people have to give their lives, people have to leave their comforts, people have to leave their weapons. In trials, in difficulties, will you serve God? In trials, in difficulties, will you serve God? In trials, in difficulties, will you serve God? Will you still be devoted? Will I see you in this church when things are working for you? Will I see you in this church when you don't have a job? Will I see you in this church when you don't have a husband and you are growing? It's like your age is gone. Will I still see you serving God? Will I still see you holding the basket, walking and taking money as a protocol lady, even when you don't have food to eat? Will I see your devotion?
Will I see your devotion? Even if you don't have a child, you pray for it, but God is not giving it to you. Will I see your devotion seated here, serving God with joy and happiness? Sing it for me, sing it for me, sing it for me, sing it for me. Sing it for me, sing it for me, sing it for me, sing it for me. The people of old, the people of old, the people of old, Ayasukatayaha, the people of old, Ayasukatayaha, the people of old, Ayasukatayaha, Ayakatayatadaha, Ayatotodomakatayaha, and Nosotolomakobadabaha, Ayatatelebelebele, Likosotolomakoto, and Likitelimadusata, and Nosotolomakotayaha. Your devotion in times of trials, your devotion in times of difficulties. Oh Jesus, I feel the power of God here. And God is releasing a certain grace upon his people. I said tonight, God is giving us a certain grace that will keep serving him. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes we feel like giving out. Sometimes we feel like throwing in the towel. Sometimes we feel like, God, these are not working for us. And we ask God many questions. But even as we ask God many questions, we'll keep serving him. As we ask him the questions, we'll keep coming to church. As we ask him the questions, we'll keep worshiping him. As we ask him the questions, we'll keep fellowshipping. Mamiye. Oh, I love this song. It just entered into my spirit. Just enter into my spirit. Receive new fire to serve God. Receive new fire to be devoted to God. I am a Kotala online. Online, I see fire. Fire is here. New fire to be devoted. New fire to be devoted to God. Oh, just be on your feet and pray. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Sing it, sing it, sing it. Take it from the beginning. God help us. God help us. God help us. My Pentecost, which I know under a memo. Ladies and gentlemen, let's understand that real devotion will cost you something. Real devotion to God, his house, will cost you something. It will cost you your time. It will cost you your energy. It will cost you the time that you have to rest. Real devotion will cost you something. So now you want to pray. I just have to end the message. I have about 8 points or so, and I think I gave 3 or so, but the power of God is here. You just want to pray and say, Father, give me the heart to be devoted. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, give me a heart to be devoted. Give me a heart to be devoted. Astrula, sing the song at the background, please.
Receive the fire to serve him. Receive the strength to be devoted.
That nothing will take your devotion away. Nothing will take your devotion away. Nothing will take your devotion away. The apostle Paul says, what can separate us from the love of God? Is it trials? Is it tribulations? Is it famine? Is it angels? They cannot even separate us. These to come, that are yet to come, they can never separate us from the love of God.
Father, we thank you. We thank you tonight for your power that you have released upon us. We give you thanks and glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Oh. Sorry, I couldn't finish my message. But I think these points trigger something. You can be seated. First fire has been released tonight. We will serve God. But I said we will serve God. We will serve God like the people of old. We will serve him. We will be like an apostle Paul who said that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God. Nothing will be able to take our devotions away. Either things are working in our lives or they are not working, we will serve God. God will be our priority. God will be devoted to God. Our devotion to God will be a top-notch one.
You want to be on your feet as we close for the last time. Last time, let's say that. For the last time, you want to cry it out to God.
Oh Jesus, the power of God is here, people,
the power of God is here.
Oh Jesus, help us. Father, we thank you tonight. As we live here, let the fire keep burning in us. The fire to be devoted to you, no matter the situation. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.